Hello, we are the Amateurs. I'm Cena.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Evan.
Today we're going to be talking about good versus evil theme in Beowulf, Willow, and The Hobbit. Before we get into this, we would like to inform you that this podcast is sponsored by Sprite Cranberry. If you would like to get your hands on this magical drink, use our promo code LBJMS for 10% off and checkout.
Okay, first question is, what does good versus evil mean to you? Like, what do you think good versus evil means?
So, I think good versus evil means that there's two sides, obviously good and evil, and good is basically like everybody that's trying to help, and they're like, it's like light in the story. Well, the evil is basically like the person that's trying to cause the chaos, or the thing that's trying to cause the chaos, and it's like light versus dark, and that's how I think that good versus evil in the stories mean.
I agree with Anthony, and I like to add on to that. I think good versus evil is like a good protagonist is trying to do something to help something, and there's an antagonist that's trying to stop them from doing something.
Okay, I actually have one question to ask you guys. Also, which of these stories do you think has the most relevance to good versus evil theme, and why?
For me, it's Beowulf. I think Beowulf has the most relevance to the good versus evil theme, because in Beowulf, they reference good versus evil directly.
Yeah, in the story. Like, yeah. The lines are directed to good versus
evil. And, like, in the story, Beowulf even says himself that there is good and there is evil, but he sort of gives it his own sort of spin on it. And he sort of explains how he thinks that,
evil has to be evil, like,
yeah,
entirely.
Like, good can do evil, but evil can do good, yeah.
Good light in the situation.
Yeah, exactly. Evan, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I think, I think the story that has the most relevance to good versus evil theme is The Hobbit, because Bilbo is a protagonist and he's trying to stop the antagonists, the necromancer and Smaug.
I actually think that the story that has like very good relevance to the good versus evil theme is Beowulf and Willow, because basically, you guys know that Willow is basically the protagonist. He finds the baby, and he's trying to save it, while the antagonist, which is the queen, trying to kill it so she can have...
That got really dark.
So she can have the... so she's...
Killing babies, everybody, yay!
So she's trying to kill the baby because she's very selfish and doesn't want anyone to overthrow her seat, as in the queen. And, yeah. Evan, do you have anything else? Do you have any questions that you want to ask?
Yeah, I have a question. How is good versus evil incorporated in all of these stories? What do you think?
Okay, I'm going first. Okay. I think that it's quite obvious that there's good versus evil in all of these stories, with the good main character and then the sort of evil, like the necromancer or the queen or like Grendel, and she evil. You know, it's like it's incorporated into all these stories because, like, you know, there's always going to be like that light that is represented by these main characters in these stories, and then there's that dark that's represented by, well, their enemies, you know.
Yeah, and I think Cena pretty much explained it all. Do you guys have anything else to add on?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in and have a nice day.